Islamic State Claims Responsibility for Syria Pipeline Bombing, by John Hayward on September 20, 2021. The Islamic State claimed responsibility on Saturday for bombing a major natural gas pipeline in Syria. The attack caused significant disruptions to the power supply for the Syrian capital of Damascus and other cities in the region. According to Syrian Electricity Minister Ghassan Al-Zamal, the bombers struck gas pipes on Friday, leading to power stations that provide over half of Syria's electricity. The resulting power outage blacked out much of Damascus for about 30 minutes and prompted the government to impose power rationing measures until the pipeline is fully repaired. The Islamic State issued a statement on Saturday via the encrypted messaging platform Telegram, claiming its fighters were able to plant and detonate explosives on the gas pipeline feeding the Tishrin and Deir Ali plants. Syria's gas pipelines have been a frequent target of attacks since the civil war erupted in 2011. Russia's RT.com noted a similar bomb attack on a different gas line leading into Damascus resulted in comparable blackouts and power shortages in August 2020. The Islamic State is using a variety of grisly techniques to prove it has not been completely eliminated from Syria. For example, ISIS brides detained at Syria's Kurdish-run Al-Hol camp have been on a killing spree lately, racking up at least 70 murders since January. The Washington Post reported on Monday. Religious militancy is on the rise, imperiling those who are not as fanatical. Killings are often blamed on hardline women who take advantage of the fragile security to enforce their strictures and settle scores. Security sweeps to confiscate handguns, knives and other weapons have made little difference, according to officials at the camp. ISIS operatives are targeting Syrian government employees for kidnapping and murder, ambushing security forces, and establishing sleeper cells in small towns across Syria and Iraq.